Reish Mem Tes Tef Aleph. Ein Hoylechem Erel Shabbos Yosef Megimel Parsois. One should not travel more than three Parsois. That's a trip that will take a third of a day. Kedei Sheyagila Beisa Ve'oid Yoyim Godel. So that he should be able to come to his house with a lot of time before Shabbos. Ve'yuchal Lehochen Tzachit Tzuda Le'Shabbos. He'll come early enough so that he should be able to prepare food for Shabbos. And this rule applies whether he's going to somebody else's house or he's going to his own house. So the Mishnah Berurah says that the reason that he should not make these big trips is so he should be able to prepare for Shabbos. If he's going to somebody else, so what's the problem? He's not preparing. So he says that the concern is that maybe they're not aware that he's coming. Then they're going to have to prepare more for him come the last minute to cause problems. The Mishnah Berurah says that in his time, people were making on this minhag because it was known that people always do not make the minimum amount of food. They always have extra food that taking into account that often may come. It does bring, though, that many Acharenim say that even so, one should be careful. He should not go on big trips close to Shabbos because, unfortunately, we see that Chil Shabbos does come out of these situations. Either because when he comes to, he gets nervous, it's not enough food. And also today we have all kinds of other situations, traffic jams and the like, which people get stuck in. That which he said, that he should not go on this big trip before Shabbos, if he can remain in his present place and prepare for Shabbos there, so he should not go on a trip that will last more than a third of a day on Erev Shabbos to get to his new destination. The place he's in, he will not be able to prepare food for Shabbos. Or it's not a inhabited place and there's danger where he is. Then it's not a he can walk as much as he needs to get to a proper destination before Shabbos. So this is what we mentioned before, that the Ika problem that we mentioned before was a concern there won't be food in time. So therefore, as long as he notifies the people in advance, they know the chash that they're going to prepare food for him. But like we said before, the Achareinim say one should not do it too close to Shabbos because we have another chash that he may get delayed and himself be Mechal Shabbos.